Well, Stephanie, what does this high level mean for Baxter County?
So basically, this is based off of a CDC definition. And of course, you have low level, medium level, and high level. And to meet the high level, your new COVID-19 admissions per 100,000 population has to be greater than 10. And your percent of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients has to be greater than 10%. And of course, this is over a 7-day average. And so the CDC takes this data and they look at it weekly, and it is updated on Thursdays. And so that's something that, of course, changes week to week. And hopefully it won't stay this way for long.
So being in this high category like Baxter County is, I noticed Marion County was in the medium category. What do residents need to do?
So there is very big, long details that the CDC provides on their website, and I'll just give you that so that if they want to go and look at that, and then I'll kind of give a brief overview. But the website is www.cdc.gov, and then go to community levels. And so it will give a breakdown on what the community needs to do based on those levels, whether it's low, medium, or high. And so for right now, just a brief overview of what that means for high is to wear a well-fitting mask indoors in public, regardless of your vaccination status. And then, of course, if you are immunocompromised or high risk for severe disease, there's even a little bit more that you should probably do, which includes wear a mask or respirator that provides you with greater protection. Consider avoiding non-essential indoor activities in public where you could be exposed. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether you need to take other precautions, such as testing, and then to also have a plan for rapid testing, such as home tests, if you need that as well. There's also mention about if you have a household or social contact with someone at high risk for severe disease, consider self-testing to detect infection before you have contact with that person. Consider wearing a mask when you're indoors with them. And then, of course, it mentions staying up to date on your vaccines, maintaining improved ventilation throughout those indoor spaces, and to continue to follow CDC recommendations for isolation and quarantine.
Stephanie, you mentioned that this high level is based on hospitalization. So what are the numbers locally look like?
So right now we have 11 COVID patients in isolation, and that is definitely up from what we have seen in the last couple of weeks. Prior to this increase, we were seeing probably on average 3 to 5 patients in isolation for COVID at any given time, and that really started to go up probably about the middle to end of last week. And of course, hospitalizations is always a delayed response. You know, you'll start to see the increase in cases first, and then in about a week or two after that, you'll start to see that increase in hospitalizations. I will say, though, the majority of these patients that we have don't seem to be quite as sick as those that we've seen in the past. As of right now, we have none on a ventilator, so that's very good news, and a lot of them are not staying as long as they have in the past. So that's also great news.
The active numbers have been going up too, haven't they?
Yes. So as of right now, we have 160 active cases in the county. And prior to that number, I mean, I think we were staying anywhere in the 20s to 40s. And so, yeah, that number has definitely increased significantly in the last week and a half.
Now, the hospital is still offering testing, correct?
We are offering testing. We still have our drive-through capability, and so we still do have that COVID hotline information number available. It's 870-508-7001.
Stephanie, have you seen anything as far as long-range projections? Any idea of what's coming down the line in the months ahead?
You know, it's really hard to know. There's always some kind of variant or subvariant that seems to spike up that we will start to see these little bit of increases. And so it's hard to know if this is going to be as much of a spike as what we've seen in the past or not. And I think definitely in the summer months, it seems to get a little bit worse as you have people going on vacation and traveling more and being with family and stuff. That definitely does seem to increase cases. But if I had to guess and be very hopeful, we won't see the impact from this surge as we have as in the past, especially when it comes to hospitalizations, because, like I said, people don't seem to be getting quite as sick. So that's a good thing.
That is very good. Hey, Stephanie, hey, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.